All right. I think we're live. Looks like we're live. I see everyone, which means we're live. What is going on, everybody? I am Boxman. This is Wrestling Outlet. Holy shit, do we have a fucking show. Obviously, with that what the fuck episode of Dynamite last night. So, anyway, of course, across from me, my main man. What's going on?
Ms. Mark Lombard. Also got a guest guy.
Talk to him. I'm not an AEW fan, but I know I have a listener at least, so I'm not completely in the dark. Nice. Then I'm here to help, you know, cover the draft for splitting our shows, to put them together, combining them.
Combining.
It's a crossover event, as it were.
Collaboration.
But for those of you out there that don't know me, I am Cheese Man. Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
Anytime.
So, like, to explain things to you for a little bit, Box, like, I know you're not really a big football guy, but they're doing the draft tonight. It started at 8 o'clock. It is after 9:30 right now, and I think we're on pick 14 so that of 32. So that shows you how fucking streamlined that process is.
Yeah, it takes all damn night.
Kevin Costner there?
It takes fucking forever. Maybe.
Fox, you're the reason I've seen that movie.
I apologize.
You're the reason I saw that movie twice.
I'll apologize to both of you. I'm sorry.
It was just preposterous, that's all. Like, that would never happen.
See, and that was the cool thing. No, I didn't know some of that stuff would never happen. So talking to you guys, I'm like, that's what makes it shitty. And then even that fucking unnecessary scene. I've watched the movie since, and now I look at it and go, why? Why?
Why did you do that?
What the fuck? You could have made this movie shorter. It wouldn't have bothered me. Okay.
That's kind of the wild thing. Is like growing up, I didn't watch a lot of like sci-fi movies or anything like that, or comic book movies. So I was never like the person that would be like, well, this is inaccurate because of blah, blah, blah. But then watching Draft Day, it's like, well, that would never happen. See, what you need to understand. But there was that one scene where it's like they didn't want to draft him because nobody showed up to his birthday party, and it's like that. Where it's like that would absolutely never happen, because like even if people disliked him, like there's some level of fame and like, you know, notoriety being a college football player of that level and caliber. So like there would for sure be some hangers on in terms of like groupies or just like fake friends or something.
Well, Sam Elliott explained it when the cops got there and find out his boys didn't do nothing. They didn't write their names down. They were there.
Yeah.
They were there.
See, I completely forgot. I just remember there was like a scene. There was this heavily related scene about like nobody showing up to a birthday party.
Well, I fucking
You can always rely on Sam Elliott to come fucking tell you what's what.
Exactly. I fucking count on anything Sam Elliott says.
Which that actually is realistic, because Sam Elliott was actually a big part of this year's NFL draft, so it all ties to
me. That's right.
He could pull me aside like, son, your whore was a mother in the 80s, and I'd be like, oh, I believe you now. I'm not going to get mad at you for saying that about my mom. If you said it, it must be true.
Well, I'm sure not going to show you my dick. Oh, and speaking of that, I have seen the new Roadhouse, everybody.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you've seen somebody's dick for a second.
No,
I have seen Sam Elliott's dick. Let me tell you.
Well, there was that one movie. Okay. No, I did. I did see the new Roadhouse. It's different.
Yeah, I might check it out. I'm not a fan of all of a sudden Conor McGregor getting movie roles.
You know, his character is very over the top, but I mean, if the director had a problem with it, they would have told him, don't do that shit. So,
yeah,
the movie is not trying to take itself seriously. It is not a reboot. It is a completely different movie, completely different premise, everything.
Well, at least there's that.
So, yeah, trust me, right after it, I'm like, I have to watch the original because I feel shitty after this.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't horrible. I mean,
Swayze didn't turn over in his grave or nothing.
I don't know. Swayze might not be happy with this, but it wasn't bad. It was just Conor McGregor was just an annoying dick in the movie, which isn't too far off of Conor McGregor. I mean, so yeah, yeah, but there you go. There you go. But I don't know. So what else?
And we'll let you know if Tony Khan is in the war room drafting with the Jaguars and tell you if he's got his fucking neck brace on or not. Bro, keep kayfabe alive, Tony.
Yeah, I can't
wait. Because that was the report, was that he was apparently walking around with the neck brace like after it happened. But then that's the funny part, is the draft is today. And so then you have like Tony Khan's going to be there for the draft. So it's like, well, you're going to make somebody mad. You're either going to make the NFL people mad that you're wearing a fucking neck brace, or you're going to make the wrestling fans mad that you're not wearing the neck brace. So he's got a real predicament out of him.
The Saints drafted Talisi Fuaga. He looks Samoan. So, bloodline he's member gone again.
Absolutely Samoan. Put the ones up.
Bloodline member gone again. There's time. That storyline ain't over yet. There's time. There's time. Plenty of time. Plenty of time.
Yeah, it's like they're all Samoan, but then they got a guy named Chimichanga. No, I don't fucking get it.
I think it might be Tommy Tonga or Tama Tonga. Close. Tommy.
Oh, Tommy, my bad.
Tommy Tonga sounds pretty cool, though. I like that one.
And so anything that sounds like Chimichanga, you know, I immediately go to that. That's the best food ever.
Man, I didn't eat a lot. I'm kind of hungry. And I'm starting drinking, so this could be a very fun show.
It's a deadly combination.
I mean, I ate something. Not like I didn't eat it all, but I'll be all right. I'll live. I'll live. If I start slurring, just...
Oh, and forgot to mention that Brock Bowers was taken by the...
Oh, wow, everyone just locked up on me. That's awesome. Oh, wow, I think I actually just lost everybody. That's even more awesome. Oh, there they are. Okay, now everyone's back. Don't know what happened there. Did I lose internet? Did you lose internet?
Yeah, I think you froze up a little bit because I heard cheese and we kind of stopped talking because we were waiting for you. But
then, right. Yeah.
Yeah, everybody.
So it got real quiet and I was like, don't let me hijack the show. Go ahead and talk the wrestling.
No, everybody got quiet. Everybody froze up on me too. Jesus. It's all right. No big deal. Let the internet.
Yeah, it makes sense because like a while back, there was a little bit that was sounding a little bit robotic, and then that happened. So I guess there's a little bit of a hiccup with this. But we'll see.
I had a couple things in the background. I shut them all off except Mixler. So. Yeah, so
good. I'm glad that it's coming through with Mixler too, because we hadn't officially tested that, and I was worried that it wasn't going to work. But it's cool that it is.
If Mixler's going, then shout out to Sasha Baron Corbin. I'm sure he's in the chat.
No, actually, not yet.
Oh well, I was sent my shout out.
What was that?
Shout out payable upon entry.
Sounded like a baby goat back there.
I got a baby girl in my arms right now. Her mom's taking a nap, so hopefully she'll wake up soon, and then I'll be baby-free, but we'll see.
Oh, okay. I got you. All right. All right, so I guess we can talk a little of that, what's that called, that wrestling stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Talk a little bit. We had Dynasty over the weekend, which I fucking thought was a great show.
Indeed.
Definitely thought it was a hell of a fucking show, actually. I don't know what their follow-up plan was on last night, but we'll talk about that as we go through. Now, Smark, I didn't even watch the pre-show. You?
Because I didn't even watch Dynamite. I was like, well, this is going to be a really short show.
No, I watched Dynamite.
I watched the pre-show. It was... good luck if I could try to remember. It was the Trios, they unified the Trios title. Gun Club won that. There was like two other like who gives a shit type matches. I think it was like Orange Cassidy and Shibata against Shane Taylor Promotions. That's what happened. I don't remember for sure.
Nope, you got it.
There was another one. Oh, it was Matt Sydal and fucking Tramparetta. Who cares? I honestly got up. I was watching it on YouTube. I rewound so that I could watch all three matches before the pay-per-view. And, like, I had to get up to let the dog out during that Trent Beretta Matt Sydal match, and like the finish happened while I was letting the dog out, and I didn't even rewind. I was just like,
yeah, whatever.
I don't know who won. I don't care who won. It doesn't
matter. I believe Trent won because, you know, they're, let's see, Mike Sydal, let's see, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Trent won that match.
Makes sense. One's in a storyline. One is just randomly thrown out there during a fucking pre-show. So it stands to reason.
Yeah. Actually, it there was no winner. It ended in a DQ. Mike Sydal jumped in the ring. Trent attacked Mike and Matt after the match. Chuck Taylor jumped in the ring. Yeah, it was just a bunch of bullshit. No finish. Oh, yay.
More Trump. But the world is climbing.
ESPN just said first time in history, 6 quarterbacks were taken in the top 12 picks. I did not know that. Wow. Okay, back to wrestling.
Oh, that's a pretty cool little tidbit there. Wow. I didn't even know it was draft day. I certainly would have watched the movie earlier. By myself, I wouldn't have made anyone else watch it. Take it easy, guys.
Appreciate
so,
it.
So, you're welcome. You're welcome. So we started off with one hell of a match for this fucking show. We don't need to go completely detailed into this, but this show started off fucking really hot with Okada versus Pac. I don't think anybody had any doubts this match was going to be pretty fucking good to kick off the show. So,
is Pac's first name Fudge by chance?
I don't think so. Perfect. Could be.
He's British.
You're correct. It is. Oh,
I thought he was Australian.
It'd be Fudge.
Fudge. Kidding. I was making that a gimmick a few weeks ago. Everybody English is actually British or Australian.
Oh well.
They are when I do the accent. My Luke impression kind of goes to Australian.
See, the Australian accent, they go up at the end of each sentence. That's how you figure that one out.
Right on.
It's like, we're gonna go to the bar?
Mm-hmm.
What are we gonna do today?
That's why it's interchangeable with the British accent too, because fucking British people, like every sentence ends in a question.
Well,
it actually is a question or not.
They just think that they just talk to us like we don't speak right. And we don't. Gee, especially where I live. Jesus.
We killed enough of them to have the grammar correct.
Jesus.
That's funny. You guys are like more in the South and there's the Southern accent thing. But then I got an aunt that lives in Mississippi and she says she can't understand me because of my accent. It's like, oh, really? That's the pot calling the kettle black.
Yeah.
Oh, the best part of that is like my relatives, like, a lot of people on my grandpa's side of the family talk literally like the fucking Saturday Night Live super fan sketch. Like fucking Bill Swartzky super fans. The Chicago Bears here. We're taking a wide receiver this summer. They all talk like that, and then each one of them, to a T, swears up and down there's no such thing as the quote unquote Chicago S. It's like bullshit. Every time I talk to you, I hear you. Lie.
Dub Bears.
Mm-hmm.
Doubles. Those guys were fun.
Doubles.
Those guys were fun, man. That was good shit. Fucking Farley and George Wendt. Or Wendt.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how to say
Farley fucking fighting off the heart attacks all the time.
God. There's one guy I miss. Chris Farley.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Farley, I do miss. All right. So after that match, we had the trios match. Adam Copeland. Eddie Kingston. Wow. Eddie Kingston. And Mark Briscoe versus the House of Black, which was Malachi, Brody, and...
It was a good match. You leave my boy alone.
It wasn't a bad...
He's trying the best he can. Honest to God, like, that was my takeaway. I was surprised that this match was actually good because, there was no build and the fucking one tag team was just randomly thrown together for no apparent reason, seemingly. And it was actually pretty solid. Because, like, there was a spot where, like, Mark Briscoe puts a chair on the apron, like a steel chair, and does, like, a fucking, like, a somersault off of it, dive onto, I forget who he dived at, but it was actually really cool. Like, it looked really fucking cool.
Yeah, it was definitely a good match. I found myself just kind of walking around doing other shit during the match. So that was about it. But otherwise, it wasn't that bad of a match. It wasn't that bad at all. Not at all. So, all right. So let's just keep going here. What did we have after that? Julia Hart, Willow Nightingale. At least Willow won, because Julia going up against Willow Nightingale just doesn't look right. It's like when Becky Lynch goes up against Rhea Ripley, it doesn't look right. So Willow won that match, and she is the new TBS champion. And then we got to...
Oh,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I was going to say, I think they're saying it's on and they hurry up and got the belt on Willow.
Yeah.
Which I kind of feel bad for her if Julia is injured, because that's the second time she won a belt because somebody got injured. It's going to look like she's just like lucking her way into championships. She's actually good.
Well, some people say it's better to be lucky than good, Smark.
This is true.
Some people say that. Lots of poker players say that.
We got more draft history. The first 14 picks in the NFL draft, all offensive players, and a defensive player has gone off the board yet.
Holy shit, yeah, I hadn't thought about that. Well, there's one right now on pick number 15, which is another one of those Samoan guys, Lete Latau, edge from UCLA. It's a fucking impossible to figure out how to pronounce that guy's name. But what's interesting, Boggs, is like this is a relatively new phenomenon in college football, but basically – they've discovered that for offensive and defensive linemen, the best way to do it is like to just draft, like fucking recruit really, really big Samoan people, because you can't get around them and they can just kind of push you around.
Yes, the bloodline grows thinner.
Understand? Mm-hmm. I understand. I mean, I get it. I get it. They're big. They're mean. They know how to throw people around. Bring them on. That's right. Bring them on. Hell yeah, I like that. Fucking like that. Dirk.
Yeah, what was the next one after this one? Hey, Dirk, how you doing?
Dirk doesn't get the Julia Hart love. She's hot. I am not in a garage, folks. This is not a garage. That's wooden door behind me.
To be fair, it does kind of look like a garage.
I know it does. When I put shit up, it won't look like it. I got to find the time, man. Too many fucking animals, too much bullshit going on. Craziness.
Mm-hmm. I am not in a kitchen. And it's not a refrigerator behind me.
I actually like the lighting of that, though. It looked kind of like maniacal.
Shit, I wish I had.
Yeah, we got this one giant nightlight plugged into the wall. It's fucking bright as shit, but it lights up the whole kitchen throughout the night. Makes it a lot easier to come out and, you know, make the baby bottles in the middle of the night.
Oh, yeah, there you go. We always leave the stove light on for in case my daughter needs to run to our room. So that's our lighting at night. See, Dirk gets it. Julia's hot. That's where the love comes in. She's hot, and she's not bad. She's over. The crowd loves her. It is what it is, man.
She did a little like pre-recorded segment like 2 weeks ago where she was talking about with like all the mask and the fire and that shit. Reveal who Willow really was and all that kind of shit. Like, that's the thing with any of those, like, kind of parenting, like, Bray Wyatt type characters, is like, there's instantly going to be, like, a group of people that are into, like, the whole gothic horror thing that are going to like it, and then there's instantly going to be a group of people who don't like that kind of stuff and just instantly going to hate it. So, like, you have a built-in fan base, but you also have a built-in group of people who just don't give a shit about the gimmick, just, like, right off the bat.
It's kind of the way fucking everything goes. Now,
is her name spelled H-A-R-T?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is she actually a part of the Hart family?
I believe she actually is.
Okay, then I'll not hold any judgment against her then.
I think she is. Is Julia?
I choose to believe that she's Teddy Hart's sister, but that's not true.
I think
it's something that I want to believe.
Actually, she is not related to the Hart family. She's not. No, I lied. Not even trained there.
Oof. Does she kill hookers like Teddy?
Listen, I mean, would you hold that against her?
Allegedly.
I mean,
allegedly.
We never held it against Teddy. He, you know, can't prove nothing.
I guess it depends on the quality of the hooker.
I mean, she disappeared. She disappeared.
Player hating motherfuckers. She disappeared. You can't prove anything.
Yeah.
That was how he got out of it. His cops were questioning him, and he just kept doing moonsaults, and they just eventually won.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
She disappeared into the Gulf of Mexico because I threw her in it.
I
want to see me do a 450 off your squad car. Check this shit out.
I wish I could see that video to see what he wore to the police station.
he's still wearing his fucking pajamas, but he just has a tie on.
Oh, I would say
cat with him.
Zubaz, a vest with no shirt and a tie. That's what I see him wearing.
I have a briefcase. The cat has a briefcase.
Okay.
I'm being represented by one of my cats. The cat went to law school.
Man, we haven't had Teddy talk in a while.
My cat graduated from the University of Phoenix with a law degree.
Is he in or out of jail?
I hope he's free. Like the beautiful, majestic bird.
Yeah. Last I heard, I'm pretty sure he was free.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what? This is what happens on this show. We talk about someone, and tomorrow something's going to come out about Teddy Hart, and then we're going to have to wait a week to talk about it.
That's right. I want to bring that to work.
All right. All right. Shortly, folks. We'll know.
But in the meantime, we can transition. I think you're going to be excited about this one, right? Because I think the next one, Roderick Strong.
Oh, yeah. This match was just a fucking absolute fucking... Roderick Strong and Kyle O'Reilly, who actually looks like he could be Terry Funk's son suddenly with the hair everywhere. And he looks like Terry Funk in Roadhouse. I'm like, my God, this man aged on his break. You're supposed to come back looking better. And he just.
Yeah, that's what I had heard. Like, he's got like no muscle mass to him, which I guess he fits in perfectly there for that. But yeah, he's not looking good.
Oh, it looks like you got a perm for the match. It was like, what are you? Jesus Christ.
Him and Adam Cole have the same training regimen, I guess.
Yeah. Let's just eat and play video games, man. That's fucking where that's training, bro. We're training our thumbs.
Okay, so I have good news and I have even better news. The good news is that Teddy Hart is not dead. The even better news is that Teddy Hart appears to be selling a 2012 Honda Accord.
Wait. Get you're kind of away from your mic there. Say that again.
All right.
Yeah, there you go.
Worse. How are we doing? Okay, so I got good news and I got great news. Good news, Teddy Hart's not in jail. Great news is that Teddy Hart appears to be selling a 2012 Honda Accord for $2,500 on Facebook.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. You had to mark the price down because all the cat hair.
There's no problems at all. Just need some space. I had bought a new car and I'm not saving this car for my child anymore.
Don't.
2012 Honda Accord. Text me. He leaves his number. It's got 76,000 miles on it. It's a four-wheel drive, automatic, gray interior.
What year?
Gray exterior. 2012.
Dude, that's not bad, the mileage on that.
Yeah, right. That's a good fucking deal, actually. That's actually
fucking good for $2,500. I mean, you're going to have to, like you guys just said, we're going to have to wash out cat hair and glitter, but, you know.
There's a real surprise in the trunk.
I was just going to say there may or may not be a dead hooker in the trunk.
Hey, it's a dead hooker in the trunk. Okay.
It's a fixer-upper. Down payment is accepted to hold on the car.
Oh, if only Norman McDonald could come back for that line. Okay.
But he left his phone number. I have never wanted to call.
Dude.
I get the Norman McDonald thing, the dirty work reference.
Mm-hmm,
huh?
Mm-hmm. Fucking great movie. Great movie. Oh, all right. So yeah, you know what? That match happened.
What did it ever?
I mean, you guys know, everyone knows I did not care about this match. Kyle O'Reilly, I don't care about. Roderick Strong, I don't care about. So basically, this match was, I believe I actually went to go help my wife cook because she was making dinner. Now here we go. Hook.
You hate Roderick Strong so much you learned how to prepare quinoa.
Yeah. I already know how to do that. I read the directions, Mark.
some couscous. I don't know. I was trying to figure out something abstract that like they'd be cooking.
I like,
just so you wouldn't have to watch fucking Roger Strong.
I like couscous. It's got that almost cream of wheat kind of texture. I do like cream of wheat and grits and oatmeal, so kind of down with the couscous.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. So let's have some fun with this one, Mark. We got Hook versus the Lionheart, Chris Jericho. Boy, the crowd did not hold back on Jericho for this one, Mark.
Please retire, chants.
Oh my God, they did everything but chant fat fuck, which I thought was coming next.
You fat fuck. You fat fuck.
Dude, if they started chanting Jericho the Hutt, I would have fucking died in my chair.
On a side note, I do chant that at my dog from time to time. You fat fuck. You fat fuck. Mm-hmm. He'll try to jump on the couch and fail miserably, come up short. He's like, ha, ha, you fat fuck. You fat fuck.
What is the CCW?
Yeah. He's like a 30-pound Jack Russell Terrier, just to give you an idea.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
65-pound.
I grew up with Jack Russell Terriers because I used to do horse riding, and if you know, those are very big on the horse area, Jack Russells. I don't know if you do know that, but they are.
No, actually, I didn't know that. But
those dogs are. Your dog has the dock tail, right?
No, he's got a full tail.
Oh, okay. You have a not usual. Most Jack Russells have dock tails because they're actually used in fox hunting.
Yeah, so that part I knew.
Yeah.
But, which, I mean, yeah, this one doesn't have a tail docked.
Okay.
He came along with a relationship. He's my fiance's dog, really.
All right. Well, fox hunting is done on horses, so
okay.
It all ties into, I did hunter jumpers, you know, the jumping over fences in the Olympics, but smaller fences, stuff like that. But yeah, that's how I know about Jack Russells. My sister has one now, actually, still.
Yeah, some of them live to be fucking old. Like every time I see somebody at Irwell, half the time I'm out walking with them, someone's like, how old's your Jack Russell? Like, he's like 8 years old. I had one that was like 23. Like, holy shit, really? I don't want to deal with this asshole for that much longer.
Yeah, we just actually got my son last week went out got home from school. Heard a puppy crying, and we have a new puppy now. Whatever. I got enough room. I got enough land. I'm not worried about it. So we took him in. He had no collar. Looks like he was dumped. He was dirty as shit. So we have a new puppy. He's a good boy. He's pretty chill. He's gonna be big though. He's gonna be big.
Congrats,
my he's an adorable little fellow.
Yes, Mark saw him last night. If someone, they may run in here with him later. Who knows?
Yeah, my fiance came home with a dog that she found out in the road last week, but we were able to find its owners on Facebook like the next day, so it went back to where it belonged.
That's good. That's always good. Every time we've got two dogs that have kind of we obtained the same way. I just kind of explained for this dog. So I always think, you know, oh my God, I'd hate some kid be home crying their eyes out because I took their dog. So, and then they're smart. But yeah, both dogs, one followed my wife home and one my son found. And then one I've had since I moved here. We ain't getting rid of him. No. Yeah. So we're not getting rid of my, I have a weird one. He's all kinds of different mixes. I thought he was half pug, half Boston Terrier. Turns out he's no pug, no Boston Terrier. He's like Chihuahua, Dachshund, and a bunch of others. But
mutts are always the best dogs.
Good name. Good name.
All right, well, Jacksonville traded their pick, so I couldn't watch for Tony Khan in the neck brace, unfortunately.
Nope. Seattle's got Byron Murphy. Minnesota drafted Dallas Turner. Now I got the Bengals on the clock at 8. And let's see. What was the next one? Did we move on from that? We were talking about how fucking everybody hates Christian.
We were talking about Jericho. Why, boy? And then when Jericho won the match, holy shit. Mm-hmm. Now, I guess we could tie a little. Go ahead.
Didn't think that was so terrible because they made a big deal out of the fact that he gave him the Judas effect. He kicked out. They were saying that the only person they could remember doing that was Moxley. So you're already comparing him to a world champion. Jericho hits a Judas effect again. Hook kicks out again. So he kicked out of his finisher twice.
Right.
And then Jericho had to hit him with a bat in order to beat him. So it's like they fucking made the guy look as indestructible as humanly possible. Like it didn't make Hook look bad. It's just everybody, like at this point, nobody likes Jericho right now.
No, but I actually like what he came out and did last night. I like that he came out and just basically told the crowd to fuck off. He just went out there. This title's for you. Yeah, I did it for you. I know, changed it to the For the World title. I think we all know where this is going.
I mean, I don't like the character and I don't like the storyline and the angle at the moment, but I will give him credit for being smart, kind of, because like people were shitting on him and they kept talking about how anybody that was paired with Jericho like suffers in the long run. And it got to the point where they coined the term Jericho Vortex.
Right.
Because everybody that goes into it comes out worse. And Jericho copyrighted the term Jericho Vortex and is now using it in his promos. So he's just at the very least, I appreciate the idea that he's like playing checkers with the fucking, or playing chess with the fans.
Get the Young Bucks there to teach him how to be a troll. Good.
I'm just scared that this is going to result in a Fozzy World Tour now somehow.
Oh, he's already on tour. Don't worry. You just don't know about any of his concerts.
Because nobody goes to them. Involved.
Pretty much no one there. Yeah. So no one cares. We had the Toni Storm women's match. Toni Storm retained. It wasn't that big of a deal. Now, let's talk about this match. It wasn't bad, but this match deserves the attention we're going to probably give it here. Yes. Bryan Danielson and Will Ospreay. Wow. Great match. Boy, I'll tell you, people were loving the match. They loved everything about it. And then the next day when they found out that Brian was working us with the finish, people hated it. Worst fucking, worst ending to the greatest match. How could they fuck it up like that? Y'all got worked and you're pissed. Calm the fuck down. Bryan Danielson, sorry, knows how to fucking sell to trick you guys. Ha, ha, ha. Go,
weird.
Brian. That has been, like, the dumbest, like, complaints I've ever seen in regards to this. Because it was a great match. Like, everybody thought it could be a match of the year contender, and it seems like it is. It's Roman and April, but that seems like that's going to be at least in the conversation. But, like, at the end, Danielson starts doing this, like, little twitch, like, Caesar-type situation where it looks like he's having a seizure. And everybody was complaining about that. It was like, okay. And, like, most of them, like, 80% of them are like, well, yeah, I knew it was a work, but they shouldn't be doing that. It's like, well, if you know it's a work, then why the fuck do you care? If you know he's not injured for real, then why are you like, he shouldn't be pretending to be injured in a wrestling show? It's like, that's the whole fucking point. If he's, like, smiling, like, if he just, like, he takes the fucking Ospreay's finisher and then he just, like, puts his hand out his pants, it's like, well, that's not doing anything for him.
You shouldn't pretend to be injured on a wrestling show. Every time someone leaves for surgery, every time someone leaves on vacation, they get fucking injured on the show. Yeah. What? Who?
Well, Matt, I heard that selling doesn't go over well in AEW, so...
Well, you know, this is what people sit there. Oh, there's no storylines in AEW. Well, they're making a storyline out of Will Ospreay retiring that move. But, I mean, you know, you get storylines and then you complain. You say there's none, but there is. But
Yeah, that was the thing that sucked about it, too. Because, like, the whole, like, going into the match, the whole idea was they were just having the match to see who the better wrestler was. And it's like, all right, fair enough. Like, that's not, like, a super deep story, but fine. It's going to be a good match anyway, sort of. And then, like, they actually unexpectedly, start working a story and an angle into the match, like, at the end. And then everybody's like, oh, well, I don't care for this story. It's like, the fuck do you want them to do then? Like, what is the people that were bitching that stories, are they don't tell any stories, were bitching that they didn't like the story. And then the AEW people that are like, we don't need stories, are like, well, I don't care for him pretending to be injured. So it's like, they pissed off both sides. It's like, Can't do shit.
Yeah, it's just like you said with Tony. If he wears the neck brace, he's going to get bitched at by one side. If he doesn't, he's going to get bitched at by this side. There's just no winning anymore, dude. There's no fucking winning anymore.
People want to bitch just to bitch.
Yep. And everyone seems to have taken their fucking side. They've all gone this way or that way.
Yeah, when did wrestling turn into Republicans and Democrats? What the fuck?
That's exactly what me and Smark, I think we talked about that a couple weeks ago. It's exactly what it seems like now. It seems like now it's like politics, wrestling. And yeah. It's almost like we were taught a few years ago, you have to pick a side. You can't be in the middle. You can't, oh, well, that's a good point. I don't care whose fucking point it is. Oh, well, you've got a good point, too. I don't care which side you're on. No, you have to pick a fucking side. I don't like sides.
Mm-hmm. And plus, it's easier not now more than ever, especially with like Twitter and shit. It's like if you just go on and you just shit on AEW, you just shit on WWE, like you have an automatic like fucking 10, 20, 200, 300 likes from one side, from the AEW fans or from WWE fans. So like as long as if you just dedicate an account to bashing one of the companies, doesn't matter which one, you're going to get a steady following. You're going to get a lot of likes. It's kind of just engagement farming at this point.
It is. Yeah. It's
attention seeking.
Pretty much what it is attention seeking. Exactly. So, but I didn't think it was horrible that, but anyway, this match I thought was just unbelievable. You're right. It's probably going to be match of the year fucking for a lot of people. Even with the ending and all, like I said, people are so mad they got worked. They're so mad they got worked again by Bryan Danielson. I love it. I love it. This is why he's special. This is why he is, I mean, kind of like an attraction when he goes out there and he can do this shit. He can trick you.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, good for
I don't
him.
Understand why people get mad about being worked. Like, that's part of the fun of watching wrestling, isn't it?
Yeah.
It made me feel stupid. Well, that's your own fault. Don't get that invested in it. Like, no.
It used to be praised in the wrestling business what Brian did.
Yeah.
Wow. He got us, man. That was great. Great selling. Great everything. That was fucking awesome. Now it's like, fuck that guy.
Yeah.
You made us feel things, you fucker.
Yeah, you made me. I thought for a minute that you were hurt. I went to bed worried about you. Well,
I was furiously tweeting at fucking Brie Bella if you were okay. Yeah.
I prayed for you, Daniel.
I drank three tears for you, man. I drank tears for you, bitch.
I mean, wasted time talking to God for you.
I love the idea that somebody with an accent that day would be like a big Daniel or Brian Danielson fan. He fucking cares about the environment. No one is doing anything about global warming. I keep fucking saying that.
That's some bitch compost. I love me some compost. Fuck yeah there, Brian Danielson, dude.
Yeah, bring back the hemp belt.
You put the Mountain Dew cans in the green bin.
Poopy goes in the red. I don't know. I can't say much. There's a ton of people out here that have little compost piles, but what they compost out here is not shit. A lot of people compost corrugated out here.
About this, but like last summer, I went to there's a space museum in Huntsville, Alabama.
Oh,
which is fucking wild because it is a space museum in a place where like almost everyone does not believe in science. So it's like, it's wild to see like all these people like walking around like, well, this shit didn't happen, but it's good television.
Now, wait, they believe in space. They just don't believe in the science of space. Smart. Now,
I see.
Now, and they believe in green screens, obviously, because, you know, that's how this whole moon landing thing be done. The green screen. We can't go up that way. Mm-hmm. Can't go up there.
Stanley Kubrick.
I feel like they just don't like Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Well, yeah.
I fucking love that guy. That guy's awesome. I'm sorry.
I see what's wrong with Bill Nye. You know, back in my day, it was Bill Nye.
Yeah. Oh, fuck that guy.
Bill Nye, there's a real scientist.
Oh, yeah, right. Did he drop out of fucking high school or something, that guy? Or fucking not even finish college or something? Whatever.
Like all great scientists do.
Well, yeah. Well, I should be a great scientist then.
Yeah. Yeah, wait. I need to get into science.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, I did score above average in my in the science part of my GED test.
Oh.
I actually do kind of want to just start walking around wearing a lab coat. Because it's like, you, nothing's stopping you from doing it.
Right. People think you're smart. Mm-hmm. Come up and ask you questions, you can just give them bullshit answers and not go on with your day happy knowing that you just fucked somebody up.
Or you
trying to go spread that shit like it's truth.
Or you look like a fucking serial killer. One of the two. One of the two.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on if you want to put the blood on it or not.
One drop. Just one. Right there.
Yeah. You wear the lab coat, and then you have the big giant leather apron on underneath it too.
Oh, you fuck
with their heads.
There you go. Bring my chainsaw.
Yep.
I have an electric chainsaw. It's probably not as intimidating as a... not electric, but battery. I have a battery powered chainsaw, but it's probably not as intimidating as you would think it is.
I always wanted to put on a lab coat and go hang out in an alley with a rusty coat hook.
Oh,
coat,
yeah.
A coat hanger.
Or a hook. Who cares? Whichever works.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, shit. We've veered way away from what we were talking about. Yeah. I think Mark mentioned Science Museum, and that's we somehow got here.
Yeah.
I changed the banner to just have question marks after Dynasty. Sorry, I was like, maybe. We'll see about it.
Kinda.
It happened. What more do you need to know? The fucking results are out there. We're not your dad. We can't hold your
hand. Listen, like, if you're...
Go look it up.
Anyone
find out who won and tell us if you like it or
not. Yeah, I guess you're right. Well, I mean, I mean, please. Let's go to... Okay, we'll go to the next match here. Real quick. Young Bucks versus FTR. I've said this before. First of all, I do want to mention one thing. Nigel McGuinness should actually be a permanent commentary. Take Excalibur off. I'm sorry. I would prefer Nigel McGuinness over Excalibur all day, every day.
Who would you? Yeah, I mean, I guess you would have to take somebody else off.
I like Taz. I liked every match we got to luckily hear Jim Ross in. That was obviously great. He's not adding as much color as he used to, but it's still Jim Ross's voice. I've never cared for Excalibur. Like I've said before, first of all, take the fucking mask off. You're not wrestling anymore. You're fucking...
He's also not a luchador either. He's just a white dude. So it's not like you're breaking any tradition. Like, you're fucking from California.
Oh.
You're not like during the Mexican wrestling tradition. Like, you're from fucking, like, Glendale or something. Get out of here.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'd prefer... I like Taz. I like Schiavone. Get fucking Excalibur out of there.
There is... I'm going to find it and I'll let you know what it's called. But there is a... There's a YouTube channel that has like the they used to have like it was like a satellite television or something, I guess, and they would have the pre-show where they would like test out the satellite feed for like old Nitro episodes before they went live, and it is a fucking gold mine because they're like there's so many clips of just like Tony Schiavone just like making fun of the fans that are in attendance and like talking about how much he hates them, and it's like I'm assuming that it's a different situation now, and he probably doesn't detest all of us, but like it's funny to hear.
Yeah, I've always been a fan of that guy. I like him. I like Schiavone. Always have, always have. So, all right. So, in this Young Bucks, now listen, folks. I've said this 1,000 times on this show. You've seen one Young Bucks match. You've seen them all. We've seen Young Bucks versus FTR. The only thing about this match, it was fine. It was great. They did some brutal stuff in this ladder match. Jack Perry, Smark nailed it. Smark called. Jack Perry's probably coming back at this pay-per-view. Smark nailed it. He did, and boy, the crowd loves him, man. You could sit here and say I even said how bad of a look it was on this company to play that video, but I got to tell you something. Playing that backstage punk stuff has been great for Jack Perry.
You know, I mean, there's a part of me that doesn't like the fact that, like, they've built one of their, like, new stars just based off of, like, internet drama. But, like, it's worked for him. Because, like, we were talking about it, like, I was like, this makes him look bad more than anything, because it just made him look like a chump that's, like, got choked out really easily. But right after that show, like, people started buying the Jack Perry t-shirts. Like, everybody was like, he's gotten over. I don't know how. Like, I kind of against all odds, because I was watching that, like, as it happened. I was like, it was a bad idea to play this clip. But fucking everybody, all the AEW fans are getting behind him. So I guess it seemed like it was going to backfire, but it seems like it's ultimately helping.
Yeah. Because,
I mean, there's going to be people that make fun of AEW for anything that they do at this point.
Right.
And sometimes it's rightfully so, because sometimes there's a lot of dumb shit that happens on AEW or on WWE. You take your pick. But it seems like everybody thought this was going to blow up in their face, and everybody thought this was a bad idea, but it seems like they're actually, like, making it work for them.
I feel like it made Tony Khan look like a bitch more than anything.
I, you're right. It did. It did. But meanwhile, it's still working out in their favor right now. So, you know, maybe I was wrong. Maybe it wasn't such a stupid idea. Maybe it didn't make them look fucking Bush League and low rent. I've been wrong before.
Yeah.
I'll be wrong again.
Time will tell.
I thought
it was, like, a bad move personally, but I thought they were looking for a ratings pop more than anything, and it didn't really pop their ratings that much.
No, it didn't, but I... go ahead, Smart. I'm sorry. Go ahead, please.
Oh, no, I was going to say, that was the thing. That's what we were talking about when it happened, was like, all right, it's an idea to get a lot of people in to, like, check out the show, but then the card was, like, exceptionally shitty that week. There was one good match. It was, like, fucking Edge versus Pentagon, or Adam Copeland versus Pentagon, and that was it. Like, there was a bunch of, like, who-gives-a-fuck matches. There's none of the segments were, like, particularly intriguing or enthralling.
No, it was Osprey, like, you got all cutting these
people there.
Yeah, Osprey cuts a cringy fucking promo.
I still laughed at it. But, I mean, you know, you got all that there, and, you know, you sit there, and, like I said, it's still getting somebody over right now. And Jungle Jack Perry is the man. So
yeah, which is surprising to me. Like, I just AW, but I didn't think he would be over, I guess.
I didn't really either, but here we are. He is over as fuck. So, I mean, maybe it's the fact that you got the sympathy from the punk haters that are more AEW lovers, but I don't know. I don't know.
I like that idea, is that, like, his fan base is just also people that would lose in a real fight.
Yeah.
Like, I got beat up in high school, too. I'm about to buy this Jack Perry t-shirt.
Yeah. There was a tattooed dude that choked me out one time. Yeah, I'm a Jack Perry fan now.
Well, I mean, look.
This hides bloodstains really well. When I get stomped the fuck out, no one even can tell.
While we're talking about this, we might as well get into what happened last night on Dynamite 2, because it's all, might as well tie it in together, right, Smart?
Yeah, that's good.
So Jack Perry makes his, obviously, Brink comes back on Dynasty, and then Wednesday we get this segment. So Jack Perry's out there last night. He calls out Tony Khan. And actually, before I get too far, you know, that video, I meant to say this, and somehow I got sidetracked. That video may have not given them the hugest ratings bump playing that, but I got to tell you, the next day on social media, it was every other fucking post.
Mm-hmm.
It was every other post on all my feeds. So it was still out there more than just a ratings bump. It was probably a good social media thing for them. But I just wanted to mention that because it hit my brain again, and I'm ADHD, and that's how it works.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it did get everybody talking, that's for sure.
It did, both and sides. Still talking, actually, because after Jack Perry made his debut, we had this, not his debut, his return, excuse me. And then he calls out Tony Khan last night. Folks, this was interesting. Calls out Tony Khan. Tony Khan comes to the ring. He asks Tony to reinstate him. Everything's all hunky-dory. It's all hugs and arms in the air and then
clapping,
clapping, pointing.
Tony spent half that segment just clapping. Tony, do something else.
Tony was doing the pointing. He was doing the Triple H point. Jack Perry then turns around and just nails him with the microphone. And Tony proceeded to act like he just got sniper shot.
Yeah. He took a shot to the stomach and then went flat on the ground, just arms sprawled out. What the hell?
You're supposed to fall on your knees for a stomach shot, Tony. You don't fall like you just like there's a sniper in the building.
Well, it's great because he goes down like a fucking pile of shit, and then he's just laying there, and then it fucking dawns on him that he has this thing.
Then he rolls over on his knees, and it's like, you idiot. Now, I'm not going to hold this against him. If anyone remembers Vince McMahon's first stunner, where he flopped around like a fish.
Yeah.
I think.
And they get mad at Daniel Bryan.
I mean, yeah.
Bryan Danielson.
Yeah, exactly. But this was a, and then after that, the Bucks come out like they're actually giving a shit. And then they do the, I guess they're calling this now the TK driver or the Khan driver. They did the Meltzer driver to him, which did not look good at all. Literally did not look good. And then 5 minutes after Tony Khan is lying there, all the wrestlers decide to come out to help him. It's like, oh, wait, no, we got to wait for our cue. Okay. And folks, we even got a Shad Khan. The dad came out. He probably slapped him and said, "Stop wasting my money, you fucking asshole."
Yeah. after they went to black, he was like, "Where's my fucking money, Tony? Where's my money?
Here's your allowance. Here is your allowance, you idiot." Okay.
Uh-oh.
Oh, where did I go? What happened?
Now you're back.
I was gone. I was gone.
Shad Khan tried to block you.
Oh, there it is.
Shad Khan took out Boxman. Shit.
Nah, you got the wrong house for that shit.
Oh, yeah, there he is.
You better fucking take me out, I'll tell you that. That was the worst pick. Oh, thank you, Smark. That is that the look of a concerned father, or is that the look of, what do I do now?
That's the look of this is what all my money is going to. This shit.
Look, folks, I know it's not daddy's money. I know Tony Khan has his own little thing going on and he can, you know, do all that. But, you know, the Jaguars. And he has a soccer team, right?
Yeah.
So he's got other things going on. I'm sure he has plenty of cash coming in. But this just does not look like a happy man at all.
Right. He's like pissed. Like, he's still alive? What the fuck?
Yeah.
I paid you guys good money. What do you mean he's still breathing?
The zoom in. I love the zoom in.
That's what I was hoping more than anything was, like, after he came out to check on him, he just started also laying the boots into Tony Khan. That would have been pretty fucking great.
Oh, dude, I love that you're running this shit. You're having fun. I love it. I love this. This is great.
He's probably it's most angry because there's a white man touching his shoulder.
Got 5 million rupees on Sergeant Banks. This shit.
That was a woman. This dude would have pulled out a fucking sword. Okay. That was horrible. Can't believe I said that. That was horrible. That was horrible.
Swear if you buy something or you get out.
Hurry up and buy.
Hurry up and buy. Shit.
Oh. Papa Khan so much. I want Papa Khan to be like the new fucking on air character. Like, fuck making Tony Khan an on-air authority. Let's make this guy the new on-air authority.
I'm hoping.
Yeah, but even if he can't make it, like, can we just have his mustache show up?
That's what Tony needs, one of those.
Just have him like fucking sitting in an office chair somewhere with his back to the camera, like fucking Dr. Claw from Inspector Gadget.
Ooh.
Damn you, Gadget.
I loved that show as a kid.
Yeah, same here.
Oh, fuck with Inspector Gadget. Calm down, y'all. Take it easy. Oh, okay. So.
Well, they fucked up the movie by making fucking Matthew Broderick Inspector Gadget.
Well. I mean, he was Ferris Bueller.
Yeah, he should have stopped after that because he hasn't really been good in anything since.
Godzilla?
In my opinion.
Godzilla?
No.
Okay. The Freshman with Marlon Brando. That's really...
Okay, in fairness, I haven't seen that one.
That's a good one. That's actually a very good movie right there. Very good movie.
Dirk in the chat. Tony Khan got stabbed with the mic.
He did. He got stabbed with a mic and then dropped like a sniper hit. I'm not gonna lie, I literally the last 2 days watched the 9 sniper movies. That is well the longest one was an hour and 39 minutes, so it wasn't like I spent a lot of time, but
oh yeah,
they were very short, very quick, very easy to watch, and they were actually not bad. They're actually not bad. By the last one, it was kind of a joke, and they knew it, so there was some comedy in there.
I watched The Shooter a few times, but
Shooter, the Mark Wahlberg Shooter.
Yep,
that's a good one. And I watched the TV show last week.
I didn't know they made a damn show out of it.
Actually, the executive producer on that show was Mark Wahlberg. Huh. It was a Netflix show. Good one. Good one.
That explains.
Yeah. Ryan Felipe was the star.
Okay.
From like the guy that was in like those like fucking 2000s like teen drama movies.
Yeah. But I will say it's the last thing I've seen Omar Epps do in the last while. He was in those that show Shooter. So it was pretty good show. And that's, I haven't seen Omar
Epps. Hayes.
That's right. Well, this. He was the
I know, the second one.
The second, the replacement for what? They won't know where we replaced Wesley Snipes.
Somehow I ended up seeing the fucking second Major League before the first one, so I always look at him as the original, even though it was the second movie.
I even like the third one where they go back to the minors.
Yep.
With Scott Bakula. I like that.
In mild relation to all of that, the Dolphins are at 21. They just took Chop Robertson. Eagles are on the clock. And then after the Eagles, we get Jaguars. So we're going to find out if Tony Khan is wearing the neck brace or not.
All right. All right.
Nice.
Well,
I've been kicked back to the smaller room, so I can no longer watch the draft. But yes, you keep us updated on that.
There you go. There you go. But I guess we can go ahead and go to the main event, which was actually, folks, Samoa Joe versus Swerve Strickland. Great match, great ending, great moment for Swerve. I'm glad they decided to do it. And again, there's already people bitching about Swerve winning the fucking title. Oh, they only did it because he's a black man. Oh, they only did it for this. They did it for that. Oh, they're
they
copying.
They did it because Samoa Joe was in the video clip.
Right. How about they did it because Swerve is fucking uber over with the fucking crowd and it was the right thing to fucking do. That's what I say. That's what I say. It was good. It was a great moment. We even got little confetti and fireworks at the end. I don't know. I thought it was great. Me and Smark both thought they were going to do it and hoped they would do it. And they did. So, I don't know, man. I think it was pretty good.
Wow. Yeah, I don't even watch the show, and I would have put money on Swerve.
Yeah. It was the right thing to do.
There was one comment where, like, Kofi Kingston just, like, tweeted out, like, Swerve, and then, like, all exclamation marks. And then, like, somebody, like, retweeted that and was like, Kofi, I am so disappointed in you. He doesn't work for your company. How could you support? It's like they fucking worked together, like fucking like, probably like 2 years ago, 3 years ago. Like, get the fuck
right
out of here.
Yeah. And you know, I'm glad Dirk just said this. He said Swerve earned it. You know what? You're right. And they should chant that instead of you deserve it. Because he does deserve it, but he earned that shit. after the this man a fucking couple months ago was breaking into fucking houses and going into kids' rooms.
Yep.
And the crowd.
I'm really hearing about that.
And the crowd still fucking loved this guy a month later. I mean, he did. Dirk, you're 100% right. He earned this. He did not. There's no deserving. He earned what he got here. Absolutely, man. The crowd was loving it.
I was saying this last week, and I'll say it this week. Like, I like him way better as a champion.
Whoa.
Like, Swerve didn't actually.
Whoa.
Swerve didn't end racism, so that is a knock on him. Swerve did not end.
People are already hating on Cody already.
Oh, that's amazing, because that happened. I wanted to bring that up last week, but I just didn't think about it. Was that I was seeing people that were saying that, like, Cody cut, like, the same promo, like, the last 3 weeks, the last three shows since he won the belt. And people were saying that they're sick of him. And it's like, he was cutting the same promo every week before he won the belt. Like, why are you turning on him now? Like, you're saying all the shit that I was saying, like, 2 months ago, and it was reasons why you like him, and now you dislike it. Like, I don't understand why everybody's all of a sudden turned on Cody. Like, I think he sucks, but, like, you guys liked him and don't like him now for the same reason you liked him fucking 2 or 3 weeks ago.
He's cut the same promo for a fucking decade, everybody. Except when he was Stardust, all right? From the time he left. Yeah, but not when he was Stardust. From the time he has left WWE, this guy has cut the same promo. I love you. I love my family. You guys are awesome. Blah, blah, blah. Same fucking shit.
Hey, there's Sasha Baron Corbin. What's up, Sasha?
There he is. And yes, Sarah Logan, Valhalla, she is pregnant again. Attaboy.
To me, Cody peaked when he had the face mask and he was having the fans wear the bag over their head. That was his best fucking gimmick of all time, in my opinion.
I
loved Cody then.
That was right after dashing Cody Rhodes.
Yep.
That was the good stuff. I did like that. I did like that. Oh, yeah, you're right. Her and Ruby should be expecting around the same. Fuck. Fuck.
Well, it might not be an either-or scenario. I mean, it could be a little from column A, column B.
Yeah, whatever. It's too late now. Anyway.
I'm surprised Ruby doesn't get a copyright hit for her name.
Actually, do you know how she got it? She was on.
No, I just noticed a song.
She was on a podcast with Rancid, and they literally gave her the name and the song on the podcast.
Nice.
So
well, good on her then.
Yep.
Or because, should I say good on Rancid then?
Yeah. Yeah, because she had already used the name, and she, somehow, I don't know what podcast or show it was, but they got those two together, and they were like, please use it. And by the way, you can use our song.
That's sweet.
So she has been allowed the Ruby Soho name and song.
See, I haven't, like I said, I don't really watch AEW, so I didn't even know she came out to the song. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yep, she does. She does.
Yeah, it's a whole big thing for it became a whole big thing for a while there because Taz would just sing along for it anytime she came out, just overpowering everybody on comment.
It was awful. It was awful. I know, Dirk. I had no chance. I know. I know.
I mean, you never know.
I know. Maybe it's Heidi Lovelace. I had a chance. Okay. So. I guess we get into a little bit of news bits here that we have. Or should we just continue and keep going with a little bit of Dynamite? Because actually, I think we talked pretty much everything interesting about Dynamite. Now that I'm looking at it.
A little bit.
Why? What else did you
do? I mean, I'm trying to think. I watched it. They had the... Yeah, it's great. It's so great that I can't remember it. The winner got the international title shot. They did the thing where it was like a fucking gauntlet match, but it was like a sudden death gauntlet match. Whoever got like the first pinfall, it was over. So they had like fucking half the roster out there. But they were that was kind of fun. Ospreay won that.
I mean, we could talk about how bad Eddie Kingston looks in the ring. We could do that if you wanted to. Eddie,
It's the perfect physical specimen.
I have no problem with
this
that.
His new name.
I have.
Listen, we work out at the same kind of fitness. We're both trying to get it done.
I have zero issues with the way he looks or anything. I've said that before, but he's super indie in the ring.
To be fair, isn't a lot of the roster though?
None of the roster gives those chops. Those chops don't even look like chops. They look like chips.
Okay, I do hate those chips.
And he's
I mean, fucking a clip of those floating around on Twitter. They're fucking terrible.
They're doing nothing. They're not connected exactly. That is a big old fucking Jack Russell Terrier. Good God.
Nice.
We're talking out of shape. I figure I'll flip the camera around real quick.
Is Jack Russell's name Eddie Kingston? Jesus Christ.
I would say he's more of a pug. He has like pug vibes.
Oh,
that's the
God.
Funny thing. The people are like, oh, he looks like Eddie, like Kingston? No, the dog from Frasier. Oh, my bad.
Who? 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 Kyle did not get a haircut. Kyle got a perm. Stop it. and like I said, we had the Jericho promo on Dynamite. I'm trying to think what else we had on Dynamite. Hold on, I've got it over here. There was nothing that big. The whole Mercedes came out again and no one cared.
I heard her acting performance after getting jumped. It sounded like she was doing porn.
It always did.
It was ridiculous.
It always did. Moxley is now bald. People were talking about that last night.
Mm-hmm.
Because him with or without hair really makes a difference in his wrestling ability.
Right. He's going to bleed either way. Who cares if he's got hair?
It didn't even bleed last night. Didn't even bleed.
No. No way. That's fucking nuts.
No, he
Mark
didn't.
Mark the calendars.
Didn't. But, we pretty much went through everything on Dynamite, so I guess we're done with AEW. Good, 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 good. Which means we can get into WWE firing, motherfuckers.
That's right. People losing their jobs.
That's right. Let's go to let's forget about talking to these people with jobs. Let's talk about...
I took my job.
Talk about a little WWE stuff here. I've actually got a complete list of the... Complete list of all the 2024 releases, but let's get into the ones that have happened this month. There were a few office releases, which I don't really need to get into, to be honest with you. We already talked about it. So let's start with Von Wagner was part of these releases. Was an NXT guy. I believe that's where he stayed. I don't think he ever went to NXT ever went to Raw or SmackDown. They were just kind of getting him a push, though. They were doing this thing. They were getting into his backstory and kind of, you know, of some of the issues he had. Who his father was. I forget. God damn it. Who was it? His father's a fucking wrestler.
Repo Man.
I think you're right.
No, the Repo Man. Nice. I was going to guess Duke the Drumster Drosser.
Is that who it is? I don't know. I don't know. I forget.
I was 110% fucking wrong. There's no way
I think you are. I think you're wrong. That's why I'm looking it up. Okay. Who is Von Wagner's dad? It is Wayne Bloom.
Wayne Bloom.
I
have no idea who that is.
Wayne Bloom, who was Cal Bloom. I forget who it is, but okay, no. That's his name.
Yeah, so that doesn't clear anything up for me.
No, that's his name. He was the
the famous wrestling Bloom.
No, Bo Beverly, the Beverly Brothers. Beverly Brothers.
Oh, okay.
Bo Beverly of the Beverly Brothers. That's who his father is. But they were just getting into that like 2 months ago, and bang, boom, bye-bye. Pretty much all of Indashir is gone. Jinder Mahal, Veer, and Sangha, all gone.
Sweet.
Jinder said he quit, but from all accounts, he didn't quit. He did not quit.
He was giving us walking
papers.
I like
the idea of him doing that to try to save face. Like, you know what? Fuck it. I quit. Like, no, the news is already out there. You got fired.
Yeah.
You can't fire me. I quit. No, too late. I already fired you.
Yeah, too late. We already made the little release.
We already gave you your trash bag full of blogs. It's too late.
Exactly.
They brought Great Khali back just to escort him out the door.
Theme music and all.
Zion Quinn also released. He was the rugby player they brought in. Gee, I wonder why they're releasing all these people. Xia Li was released, and I don't know.
Yeah,
I was a fan of hers, man. I mean, I'm definitely a fan of her Instagram. If you're not, good God.
No, I don't have Instagram, but yeah, I'm sure I would have been. Fucking Kyrie Sane was really broken up about that one. She just kept posting broken hearts all day and shit.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it, but she was the first Chinese superstar they brought in from there, and I think her and Boa were the first two. And I'm not sure if he's still there, he's hanging around somewhere.
If he is, he should be on his way out.
On his way out. And the one that really, man, this guy put out a video where he was just, I would have waited a couple hours for this video. Cameron Grimes. He was
crying his eyes out.
He was, man. He was. Actually, I got the video if you want me to play it. It's like 2 minutes, 21 seconds. I don't know if we should do that on YouTube.
He's babbling between.
Come Tuesday.
That is apparently the only thing anyone knows about Ron Ragnar that like got over is just him saying
come Tuesday.
Yeah, pretty much. His,
come Tuesday.
Poor guy only nutted once a week.
It was
good God,
it was,
man.
The end of
sometimes you gotta. Sometimes
that's how he topped off Taco Tuesday. It was come Tuesday.
Sometimes you got to get the
come in line while waiting for the tacos.
My God, man. Sometimes you got to get the poison out. Jesus. Yeah. So I'm not going to play the video. It was definitely a tearjerker. The guy's just there. His face is all red and he's crying and it. Kind of
maybe he's looking
the,
for that. Yeah, maybe he's hoping they'll bring him back like they did with oh god damn it, I can't remember his name. Rockstar Spud.
No. I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Spud had like the world like jumped behind him. And then what did they do? The next firing cycle, they were like, yeah, you too. Just shut the fuck up. Yeah. You make another fucking video and you are going to get fucking, we're going to send Vince to shit on your fucking head. All right.
After he shits on your wife's head while Johnny's fucking her.
That's it. That's it. And then send her to that fucking therapist too. So
he was apparently on, I guess it was today. He was on Busted Open Radio. And this is a quote. So I was told by a high executive last week on Friday that I would always have a job here. I would never have to worry about losing my job here after expressing my concerns like that to him. So he brought it up like 3 days later, they fired him.
Oh.
He comes back out like, you thought Brian Danielson worked you. Well, I got worked more than anybody.
Like, oh, wow. I said I would never fire you, not they would never fire you. You weren't paying proper attention.
Wow, man. See, that's tough, man.
Oh, Dirk says they didn't show Tony Khan in the draft room.
Yeah, I just saw they drafted Brian Thomas Jr., the wide receiver, but there was no Tony Khan.
Ooh, I bet Brian Thomas Sr. is very excited.
Oh, yes.
Of course.
Isn't it? Oh, no, never mind. Is that the East Wendy's guy?
He's again Dave Thomas.
Dave Thomas.
I see.
Good try, though. I appreciate it. I do.
Well, the other one was going to be, isn't he the guy from Matchbox 20? But I felt like the Dave Thomas joke was a little bit better.
I don't know. I might have looked harder for Rob Thomas.
and right after the releases, I actually looked for this video. I can't actually find the video. But Adam Pearce put out a video. I've got the transcript. Boy, this was a definite pep talk for those guys coming out there. Okay, for those of you who are fired, let's listen to this right here. I hope you're listening. Let's talk about the blame game. Let's talk about the... See,
my least favorite AC/DC song, Those Who Just Got Fired. Here is TNA.
For those who just got fired. Released! Okay.
Fired!
Fired! Ow! All right, so he says... Adam Pearce, let's talk about the blame game. If only for this, I could have done that. If it wasn't for this guy, I could have been that. How about you look in the mirror, stare in the eyes of the guy or girl looking right back at you, and own it. It's your path. You choose it. You walk it. Fuck the excuses. You do not get to complain on the lack of a return on an investment that you didn't make. It's your fault. It's always your fault. Did you do everything you could do? Did you? Ask yourself that question on every situation that you're in, because there are going to be variables that you don't control. You control your attitude and you control your effort. Did you do everything you could do to make your situation better? If the answer is yes, you've got nothing to fret about. If the answer is no, it's your fault. It's always your fault. Fuck the excuses. Go to work.
I just imagine there was a guy in a schoolboy costume playing guitar behind him the whole time.
Playing Freebird? Jesus fucking Christ. I mean, look, I'll
be the time to mention the fact that Adam Pearce like wrestled for like 15 years for the NWA, and they brought him on as a backstage guy because they didn't think he was good enough to be an on-air talent, and then he just sort of lucked into an authority figure role.
Yeah, he kind of did.
He didn't get released, did he?
I like the idea of them just like bringing him on, or like bringing like JTG on and be like, well, here's how you could have avoided people.
JTG.
Just because you suck doesn't mean they're gonna fire you. You just have to find ways to avoid being cut.
You just gotta hide under the table in catering, and so that they forget you're there.
And keep collecting that paycheck. Do not, under any circumstances, answer your phone.
Right.
Turn it off.
How great would it have been if, like, somebody gave them, like, their instead of their actual phone number, they just gave them the number to, like, the fucking WCW hotline?
I'd give them JTG's number. Fire him again.
Gotta let you go.
Adam Pearce. Just gonna be not holding back at all. Not old and
which
back.
Is great, because like these people are upset that they're like they fucking lost their well-being, and he's like, don't make excuses, it's your fault. He's like, well, gee, thanks, like that's fucking way to look up.
I mean,
you fucked up, you fuck up.
I mean, okay, you fucked up, now go out, make it better, and make a comeback. If you really want to do this, prove it to the company. Say something like that. Don't basically just go, hey, fuck you, it's your fault. Fucking go to work.
It's your fault that we hired three of you to try to pander to the Saudi Arabian market. Now that we don't value them as much, we fired you guys. That's all your fault.
I find it funny they fired him like 3 days after they announced their Saudi Arabia show.
Mm-hmm. Guess who won't be on the card? Well, they have a fucking tendency to do that, too, because they fired fucking, I forget what her name is, Tennille Dashwood. Like, a week before they announced they were going to be in Australia for Elimination
Chamber. Yeah, she literally, remember we talked about this, she had just tweeted how excited she was and then had to go, scratch that, I just got fired.
Yeah. I'm really excited to be back in TNA. God fucking, you know what, I'm just going to retire.
She was like, I'm so excited.
Pierce kind of went like Sheamus did on Drew on Monday.
It was banger after banger after banger. Looks like since we've been gone, it's been burger after burger after burger. That was funny. I like that. That was a good line.
What?
That was a good line.
Lions Tool Dallas 24th pick.
I don't know what that means, but I'm going to look.
We tooled Dallas. That sounds like some fuckery.
Sounds kind of hot. We'll see what happens.
God.
My goodness.
It's this fucking... This weather here is weird.
And it's cool. Tell me about it. We got fucking freeze advisories tonight and tomorrow to hit 70.
That's what it's doing here. It's freezing at night, and it's hot in the morning, or hot by afternoon, and then drying out my throat. Drying out my throat. I'll keep drinking beer. I'll keep drinking beer. It'll go away.
I meant cook. Lions are on the clock.
I wonder if Wiggins is out there. I hope he is, and they don't pick him, so Matt cries.
I don't think he is. I think he got taken by somebody.
Damn.
I think we should call
Sam. Actually, no. I think he's still available. I think he's still available.
Oh, let's call Sam Elliott and see if Callahan's still available. We've still got
I was watching a little bit in the background, and they drafted one of the cornerbacks got drafted, and he was with his dad and, like, his girlfriend. And I feel sorry for his girlfriend because he just immediately turned to his dad, and they were celebrating, and he just, like, completely froze her out. So it's like, I hate to break it to you, but I think your gravy train got derailed. You're not seeing any of that contract.
Yeah, she'll be all right. She'll be all right. Okay, what else we got here tonight? Oh, let's talk about Undertaker a little bit. This was a very odd article I found out of the Metro UK. I had to put this up here. I had to talk about this. So The Undertaker revealed how a 7-year-old wrestling fan that he was on the phone with threatened to shoot him in the face over WrestleMania weekend.
Jesus Christ. A 7-year-old.
So he was on.
Why is Undertaker talking to the 7-year-olds on the phone anyway, though?
I'll explain that right now. I'll get into that right now. So he was in Philly, obviously,
for
Mania.
Paying $800 for my cameo.
Tell your father's wallet I said rest in peace.
if that were the case, Hogan would be getting $850.
Buns.
All right. So he was in Philly. We all know that. And he took some time out to call the son of a member of his security team. And the conversation took a strange turn. So this is what Taker said. He said he gets his son on the phone. His name is Bjorn. He said, this is Undertaker. Hey, Undertaker, how are you? I'm really good. I'm making small talk with this kid. I start messing with him like I do everybody. Bjorn, sounds like to me that you're getting in some kind of trouble at home, aren't you? I didn't realize Undertaker was like this, like, therapist. No, I'm not getting into any trouble. No, sounds like you're up to something. I don't know what it is, but I can tell you're doing something you shouldn't be doing. And the kid says, I'm not doing anything I'm not supposed to be doing. You're doing something you're not supposed to be doing. No. This 7-year-old kid goes, hey, I'll shoot you right in the face.
Wow.
Taker admitted he was about to lose it, but there was time for another twist in the bizarre tale. We're going back and forth, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he goes, you're a Democrat. which
the kid said this or the Undertaker said this?
Obviously, and the kid.
And he's from the UK. What the fuck?
Yep. He said he laughed while sharing his story on the... Actually, this was on his podcast. He told this story.
Is this why Luke went to the US? Is this what... This
one yeah. He said... He said, where did that come from? His dad, who is standing right next to me, has his head in his hands going, I'm so sorry. However, the dead man admitted he was fully engaged with the conversation and absolutely loved how totally unexpected the whole exchange was. Now, obviously,
the
if
most
you know,
unexpected thing is that he would call Undertaker a Democrat when the Undertaker's from Texas.
Obviously, a hardcore Republican. Just from his stance on
everything.
What if those
liberal faggots the media tells us about him?
Yeah, fucking poof.
At least I'm not a cock like you, old man.
Well, that was Bajorn. So I had to mention that story. I don't know if anybody else would find that one, but I found it on metro.uk.
Bajorn seems pretty cool.
Yeah, Bajorn. Go Bajorn. I'm going to... So, I don't know how this audio is going to be, but let's see. I guess Ric Flair and Dolph Ziggler were at a signing, some sort of convention.
Oh, yes.
Did you see this one?
I heard what he said. I did not see the clip, though.
Well... Can I? I don't think I can share my screen on here because I'm not signed in.
You can share your screen. Present.
Hold up. Let me see. I don't think I can. Oh, hit present. Hit present. Huh? Is that what I do?
Yeah, present.
Present.
Yeah, I've shared my screen now before.
Share screen. This one right here. Yeah, just the tips. Just the tips. Mm-hmm. Also audio. There we go. So share. Okay. You can see that. Okay.
Nope. Oh, there we go. Now it's loading. Okay. Yeah, mine was late. That's all.
That's all right. That's all right. I was going to say, give it a minute. It'll come through. Let's see. Okay. So I guess Ric Flair told Dolph Ziggler, Nick Nemeth, that you slept with my wife. Let's see how this audio sounds, folks. Oh, wait. I got no audio. What's going on here? Make sure I'm muted.
I don't know.
No, it's not you. It's not you. Hold on. It's got to be something on my computer. I had audio on this. Hold on. Refresh it. Let's try that. It might not work. Let's see. I don't know why I'm not getting audio. And I'm not even getting like a... Look, I'm hovering over it. It's not even pulling up. Yeah, you got it.
Falcons quarterback Kirk Cousins frustrated by team selection of quarterback Michael Penix Jr. Forgot Cousins.
Whoa, what just happened? Whoa. Ah, folks, I think I accidentally lost them somehow. Give me one sec. Let me get back into that. That was very weird, but hold on a second. I'll get right back in there and get them again. Sorry about that. Didn't mean to do that, but let's go ahead and get back into it one more. Right now. All right, yeah, we're getting back in there. Hold on one sec. I will tell them. Oh, sorry. Okay, about sorry, back. Sorry, sorry.
Okay, hold on a second. No, I got to allow you.
No, I'm back. I'm back. I'm back.
There we go.
I'm sorry. An X went the wrong way. I don't know why I don't have audio on this, and I don't care.
Well, there you go. I'm trying to find it, but I don't know if I'll be able to find it in time. But yes, what was it? They had an autograph sign?
You know what? I could probably pull it up on YouTube. Maybe I can't.
Yeah.
Maybe I can't play audio on here. Let's see. Rick.
Yeah, same registry. You can't put audio through.
Ric Flair, Nick Nemeth. Okay, here we go. Let's try it on YouTube, see if I can play audio or not. Can you hear that?
Nope.
Try my old.
Did y'all hear that?
Nope.
You know why? Because I haven't shared my audio with you yet. because I have to do that again because I fucked up. So if I go to present and I go to share and I go to the Ric Flair and I go to share again, now can you hear that?
There we go.
There we go.
Sorry, what?
Are you going to admit in a documentary when you talk about you slept with my wife before I married her? Oh, part of the wedding, guys. Part of the wedding. Before you even got the yellow shirt. Wendy's boyfriend, no.
Okay. Flair is officially the just old guy yelling at clouds. officially. So
I was unaware that Ric Flair is married to Amy Schumer. That is a revelation.
I thought he was married.
He married Sonny after she went into prison.
I thought he was married to Fifi the maid. I thought.
I think so. I mean, at one point he was. I don't know if she's the current one or a former one. He's married. Been married like 8 times.
Maybe not.
Well, I mean, if she's the maid, there's a good chance she fucked Arnold Schwarzenegger too.
Yeah, you good, oh. Yeah.
Sorry, Maria, I did it again.
Yes.
Do you want the green card or not?
Tried to bounce a quarter. Tried to bounce a quarter off of us. Always fun for me.
Bounced off her ass and hit me in the eye. And I went,
You only put one finger up there. It's not gay.
It's not a Duma.
Call me a little bitch. It's the only thing that will get me off.
Boy, I'll tell you, if you watch that pump. You want to see Schwarzenegger be a fucking just douchebag. Watch that Pumping Iron movie.
We'll do it doggy style so we can watch Jingle All the Way.
He was a dick to Lou Ferrigno, man.
Wasn't Lou Ferrigno like also a dick though? So didn't that like balance each other out?
No, Lou Ferrigno the whole time he was trying to just save face in the fucking movie. This guy was the fucking Hulk, good guy, goddammit. The real Hulk. The incredible fucking Hulk. And Schwarzenegger's just fucking dissing on him the whole time. You girly man.
It wasn't Lou Ferrigno like the nice, this overly polite neighbor and fucking King of Queens or some shit?
Yeah, he was. He actually played Lou Ferrigno.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He played himself.
He played himself.
Forgot about that.
He played himself. He was actually, he was in the Edward Norton Hulk movie, too. He was the security guard.
Somehow I didn't see that one.
That was the better
one.
I
love Edward Norton. Figure it out.
I actually, before I walked in here, I just watched Primal Fear.
Yep. That was the first time I realized Edward Norton was a fucking great actor.
Yeah, he's pretty fucking awesome, man. That was actually one of his like first movies, too.
Yeah, he was young as shit in that one.
He was young as shit in that movie, and he was fucking awesome.
Him and old gerbil ass.
Old Richard Gere. Wow, most of y'all only saw that fucking crappy Eric Bana one.
Yeah, I didn't see that one. I don't think. Wait, maybe. I might have saw it, and it was so bad here. I just wiped it from my memory. We were talking about Arnold Schwarzenegger and then Lou Ferrigno, and then somehow it just spiraled into Hulk movies.
No, it was Eric Bana and...
Ric Flair was married to Fifi the Maid, and then we talked about Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah. I think that was Eric Bana and Jennifer Garner, I believe. Not Jennifer Garner.
Jennifer Connelly.
Connelly.
For my other joke. God, I fucking...
Oh, yeah, that. And fucking Tim Roth was the Abomination.
That was right. The Edward Norton one. So maybe you have seen the Edward Norton
fuck.
One.
Maybe I did see that one. Then.
That was the Edward Norton one. Yeah.
It must not have struck a chord with me. Because
Sam,
yeah, I guess maybe I did.
The only saving grace in the Eric Bana one was, of course, Sam Elliott, like we've been talking about. He was in the first one. And then this, and yeah.
I did not expect this to be such a Sam Elliott heavy show.
Yeah. When you're Sam Elliott played the Marlboro Man in Thank You for Smoking.
Well, when you're that much of a badass, Sam Elliott, I mean, come on. Fucking, he was one of the Wyatt brothers, goddammit.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Christopher Kane says he saw both Hulk movies in the theater. Did you ask for your money back afterwards?
Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Wait. Christopher Kane says, go ahead, Smark.
Oh.
Tony Khan is wearing the neck brace at the NFL draft.
Yes. Attaboy, Tony.
Good for you, Tony.
Attaboy.
Look at that kayfabe. Shad is somewhere just like embarrassed. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
That is not my son.
Back of my mind, I'm picturing fucking Tony Khan's dad and Kirk Cousins just in a lobby somewhere fucking fuming.
His mustache turned over on his fucking lip.
My God, his mustache is smiling.
In the old country, you would have been traded for 20 goats. Disappointing, you son of a bitch.
Ooh. 20 seems a bit high.
How many of your employees have you molested? Vince did about 50.
I
mean to tell me you've never shit on Tony's store. Not once.
You bring shame and dishonor.
Now, if Toni Storm asked me to, I'm not going to lie. I'd shit on her if she asked me to. I'm not going to lie.
Okay, so to go back to this Ric Flair. Just off the top of my head. On the back of my head, I was wondering, like, which one would it be worse to go after? Like, if you were dating a woman and it turned out that she had fucked either Ric Flair or Dolph Ziggler, like, which one would you be, like, more ashamed of or disgusted by?
Ric Flair, definitely, without a question.
Yep. Dolph, at least, I'd be like, wow. Wow, he's very athletic. And you handled that shit? Wow,
see,
I can...
What I think you're not factoring in is that Ric Flair is an energy drink magnet now. He's, like, basically Logan Paul at this point.
Woo energy.
Mushroom flavored energy drink. This is the most disgusting shit. We talked about this when it came out, but like they all taste like they all have mushrooms in them, and it's fucking gross.
I have not seen that for sale anywhere here, so.
Now that you say that, no, and I go to like random ass gas stations all the time looking at different energy drinks. Like I've never seen any fucking Woo energy drink. It has to be like exclusive to like bodegas. You get like off-brand dick pills and like
fucking, you can only order it online or something.
Fucking like a bootleg copy of like Sister Act 2 and fucking.
You can. I'll bet you can order it on Amazon. You can order anything on Amazon, folks. Let's see. Woo.
I was trying to think of what an off-brand Amazon would be like. With Wish, it's sold exclusively on Wish.com.
It's on Timu.
Timu.
Wow. Yeah. No, Timu. But there is actually a drink called Pussy Natural Energy, and I am not fucking bullshitting. You cannot find Woo Energy on Amazon, folks.
So they would rather sell like a fucking like menstrual blood flavored energy drink than like Ric Flair's gross ass mushroom beverage.
I have to order some of that and send it to Luke. I'm like, Luke, you can finally get some pussy.
Yeah. Oh.
Luke is named that.
Ouch.
I never watches this show.
There's one called Gorilla Mind Energy Drink.
Mm-hmm. That's popular with a lot of the like fucking fitness YouTubers.
There is a Ghostbusters.
Which means it's highly reputable and it won't at all give you a heart attack.
No, like a fucking prime. Yeah, you can't even buy that shit on fucking on Amazon, folks. I don't know where to even to buy it. I've never seen it either, and I'm in Texas. Talk about a fucking southern state, so.
Well, Mina Shirakawa and Anna Jay is not PG. Huh. That might be worth checking out, though.
Probably and one of the best parts of Dynamite, now that he mentions
it. And Jordan says, who wants to see Liv kidnap Dom?
That would be kind of a cool storyline twist to, like, she seduced Dom and took him away.
I could kidnap me. I'm fine with that too.
Next week on Raw, Liv Morgan mysteriously gets stuck in a washer.
Help me, step down. I'm stuck.
Well, what are we going to do about this?
step mommy. Which, just for a second, that is a real bummer that fucking Rhea got injured and had to give up the belt.
Oh, yeah.
Because I liked Rhea, and now it's in Becky's hands. Like, oh, what the fuck? But to be fair, there's nobody else on Raw worth putting it on.
No, there's not. And everyone's calling her Becky Hogan and shit. It's like, come on, man.
Maybe they can figure out some way to make, like, put Nia Jax into an interesting storyline, but I don't think she's capable of doing that, so. Because she'd at least be like a believable champ if she wasn't just such a terrible wrestler / promo cutter / person.
Yeah, just let her. Well, there's that. Just let her fall down.
Clearly, she's bad at her job, but she has no character. She has low personality. She's untrustworthy. She's just like became a complete smear campaign.
I really can't stand the bitch.
I fucking hate her as a human being. I hope that she buys that fucking Toyota from Teddy Hart and it gets a fucking.
I hope she's allergic to cats.
Dude, a 2012 with 79,000? That's not a bad deal for 2,500. Stop it already.
Dude, I'd
buy that bitch now.
I would buy it just so I could like get to talk to Teddy Hart for 5 minutes.
That's an investment, dude.
It's like I got a fucking Nissan and I got to meet Teddy Hart.
Don't mind that table weed, eh?
It's got a Kenwood stereo in it, bro.
Listen, if you find any meth in there, maybe give me back half. You can keep the rest.
You push that button right there, then the whole face comes off that radio.
Not really true.
Do you know how many crates of antibiotic steroids you can fit in the trunk?
I'll even throw in Maria Menick, eh?
Tell you where I'm.
Hey, tell me, Teddy, why is there no spare tire, just a bunch of needles? What happened to the spare?
Don't worry about it, eh?
What are these needles for, eh?
Christopher Candace says, does the IWC really believe that Becky has backstage power? Yes, no. Probably because the IWC is mostly full of ignorant fools. But no, I don't think she has any backstage power. I think Triple H likes her because she's one of his original like NXT girls, the four horsewomen.
Yeah,
she definitely got pull with Triple H, but I wouldn't say she's got like strong backstage power. She's not fucking making any decisions.
Yeah, it's not like she's fucking John Cena or anything.
Right.
It's fucking Seth Rollins. I mean, it's fucking Seth Rollins. Who cares?
Oh yeah, she's fucking Seth Rollins.
Yeah, no one cares.
I think more than anything, it's just that Twitter needed something to be upset about because they got tired of the fucking making fun of AEW, and then it was like WWE did something. It's like, all right, we like that Ospreay match. Now we hate what WWE's doing this week. Tune in next week. We'll fucking hate AEW. Actually, fucking, they're back at it again after that fucking Tony Khan segment. So order has been restored, I suppose.
Well, you know, we were speaking about Nia Jax, what a horrible person she is. Let's get into more horrible people, folks. So Goldberg.
Oh, motherfucker.
Goldberg was on 93.7 The Ticket over the weekend and asked about the AEW product and going there to possibly have his last match. And since he was shitting on WWE, I'm assuming he got a phone call from somebody. And he immediately said that the product was too cheesy. Goldberg's exact quote was this. When asked about AEW, I have talked to them a number of times throughout the post, But this is where you're going to get the most blunt answer you've ever got from me. The product is too cheesy. It doesn't deserve to have, I mean, whatever. If there was a comparable viable option as a competitor that would allow me to still look at myself in the mirror after I was a member of their roster, yeah, then it would be a consideration, but not a chance.
The man that did fucking Santa Slay suddenly has standards. Get out of here.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do anything cheesy like that. By the way, I play Evil Santa in a movie that you could download on fucking Hulu.
There may not be many members on the roster, but there's lots of doors in those fucking arenas they go to.
So, yeah. Too cheesy, according to Goldberg, who was part of WCW 2000, folks. I mean...
Lost very poorly with some terrible acting due to cattle prod.
Yeah. And also, you know, this is also the dumbass who wouldn't use the pipe in his arm and decided to fuck up his career and his run by breaking out the windows of a limo with his own arm instead of using a gimmick.
Yeah, you think he would like AEW because he used real glass.
Yeah, this is a real decision-making fucking man here, folks. This guy, this, you know what everyone was saying, this is like Ryback type shit. He's just saying controversial shit in order to get him fucking still in the fucking news. Because you know what? No one gives a fuck. Okay, here's three of us here. We'll fucking, let me ask a quick question. Do any of you care to see a Goldberg retirement match? Any of you?
No.
I don't want to see a Goldberg match from like 98 when he was like not fucking people.
That's fucking unanimous. So I'll bet if you asked more people, the answer would be no. No one cares, Goldberg. No one gives a fuck. Crawl in a fucking hole and lift weights and shut your mouth already.
All right. Just go be best friends with Ryback at this point. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Do you think he was like Ryback said about fucking CM Punk's lucky Jack Perry didn't beat his ass, because Jack Perry could definitely beat CM Punk's ass. Like, calm down. We know you hate CM Punk still. We get it, but
I would not
see how dumb you are.
It was a bit of a sucker push.
Yeah. Punk did train for the UFC and had a couple fights, albeit losses. I don't know what kind of training Jack Perry's done, but I'm sure it's not UFC training. So.
First fight, his ear exploded. The second fight, Mike Jackson was literally tickling him as he was being manhandled. So, you know, definitely Punk is UFC career. But look. Punk found someone he can beat the shit out of, finally. Finally! We see Punk throw a decent punch, and it, you know, finally. Finally it happens. But yeah, I really feel that Goldberg is, at this point, I wouldn't doubt if this guy got a call from fucking Triple H. Look, we'll give you the match, but just calm down on the shit talking. So suddenly he's changed his mind, because before it was like, oh yeah, you know, yeah, I would definitely think about AEW. Now it's like, no, they're too cheesy.
I think the difference is that he saw that Mina Shirakawa is on the roster now, and he's just like, god damn it, again, another one. Like, I wasn't gonna be in a company with Asuka. Now they get another fucking Asuka in this company. Like, how dare they?
I can't even.
She better not break my streak too. Or I'm
god damn it, I can't even pronounce Asuka.
Okay. Yes, I am sure that a guy who just discovered Asuka exists like 2 months ago is like up to date on the current product. I'm sure he knows exactly what's going to be.
Got some bad NFL news. The Chiefs got the Bills pick. They traded up for it and took Texas wide receiver Xavier Worthy, the guy who set the combine 40-yard dash record.
I don't know.
Wow. Why do
the Chiefs always have to get everything? Son of a bitch. I hate the Chiefs.
Is Tyreek Hill without the domestic violence?
Because they're the fucking Chiefs.
Yes.
I mean, if you're the fucking Chief, you know, you get the shit.
Gotta hail to
you are the Chief Rocka. The one Chief Rocka.
Rocka Khan. Oh, wait. Wrong person, my bad.
No. And I doubt anyone is going to get the Chief Rocka reference. That is a very old song.
Half the people aren't going to understand the Rocka Khan reference, probably.
Now, Chaka
Tony Khan really overpaid for Mercedes Moné. Yes, Christopher Kane. Yes, he did.
If he was paying for her acting ability, he certainly overpaid. And Jesse, you know, it's funny you mentioned Jesse Ventura. Right after Primal Fear came on, a movie called Ricochet came on with Denzel Washington, Kevin Pollak, and guess who shows up in there? Jesse Ventura. He's a prisoner who has a problem with John Lithgow. But yeah, Jesse Ventura says he is in talks now with WWE since Vince is gone. Great. No one gives a fuck.
He's in talks. I mean, there's nobody on the other end of the phone, but he's calling the office.
Right, right. I've left many voicemails. They won't let me in. They won't answer them because I know the truth at what they're doing for real. I was a Navy SEAL. That's right. I was a Navy SEAL. You know, Navy SEAL.
Comment on their Friendster page. I sent them encrypted messages through Kazam. They sent me a contract through BearShare.
I told them not to go to Saudi Arabia because they got thermite paint.
I sent him the message on Tinder so it couldn't be traced. Okay. They don't call me back.
I made a Grindr account.
They don't call. They don't call me back because I was a Navy. They don't call.
Jinder Mahal can't melt steel beams. I mean, I would say speak for yourself. I want Jesse Ventura back. I want Jesse Ventura in any capacity. He's just fucking insane, and I'm all about, like, if you just somehow had, like, Jesse Ventura and, like, Bob Backlund back as managers, I don't care for who. It doesn't matter.
I totally forgot just what I was even going to say. I forgot what I was even going to say.
I honest to God, and I'm not even trying to be funny, I would genuinely be more interested in seeing Jesse W. And I mean that.
You know, I think I got to agree. Mm-hmm. I think I got to agree with that. I would too. But goddamn that. The Jinder Mahal thing.
The new leader of damage control.
They don't call me back because they know I'm a Navy SEAL.
Gotta get you into shape, Seamus.
But yeah, John Lithgow kills him. It's okay. In that movie.
No, no.
It's okay because I killed Arnold Schwarzenegger in Running Man. Digitally altered, but
me and Yaphet Kotto. I miss Yaphet.
More like the incredible hunk of shit that is what you are.
I miss Yaphet Kotto and that Maria Conchita Alonso. Hot, very hot. She actually was. I actually, as a kid, had a little thing for Maria Conchita Alonso.
Was it a little thing because you were a kid?
Exactly. So
as time went on, it became a bigger thing.
Exactly.
All the way up to a medium.
It ain't no big thing, but it's growing. So we had Tommy Dreamer on on Busted Open Radio.
Speaking of big things.
Speaking of. Right. He's huge. Absolutely huge. The hugest. Tommy Dreamer was on Busted Open Radio, speaking of huge things. And he actually compared. Now, bear with me here, folks. Don't.
Dick Sizes with Colonel Rob Parker?
Don't crucify me here. No, he compared John Moxley. He says is a new version of Sandman. I'm going to read
you. He used Renee in the car while he just shooted.
Let me just read you this quote, and we'll see how misguided Tommy Dreamer is here. I just want everyone to remember Moxley, who is newly, not too long out of a rehab for alcohol. And I just want to read this. Tommy Dreamer says, a newer version of the Sandman, where he's the guy from the bar that will punch you in the face, bite your nose off after he does it, sits and has a drink at the bar. He then looked back at Moxley's career from WWE and AEW and praised the debut in Jacksonville promotion, where he burst upon the scene. Now, just knowing what Moxley's been through, could he not have used another fucking comparison here?
Right.
Like, like, you know, anything but the guy at the bar. That's just what Moxley's thinking. I'm the guy at the bar that'll... I mean, and I don't know. I do not see Moxley as Sandman. Sandman was one of a fucking kind, man. We're not going to see the likes of that kind of, and I'm not going to say talent, guy ever again. But yeah, it's, I think Dreamer's a little lost on this comparison, if you ask me.
Accurate.
No, Smart, what do you think?
Doubt that maybe he just doesn't know about the rehab stint and that he actually had problems. That would just be my hope.
I would think he knows about that. I mean,
I mean, it's better than if he. Oh, there you go. Saw.
I forgot. Still doesn't like Asian people.
Breaking news. But I mean, it's like. It's better than, I guess, him saying that he's, like, the next Jack Victory or something. Like, at least he made him the Sandman. It's like, he's the next Justin Credible. It's like, why would you do that?
What is
Ric Flair. Oh, shit. He's got a drinking problem, too. But he bleeds all the time for no reason.
Ric Flair, yeah. But, I mean, why does anyone have to be the new this, the next that, the next this, the... He's John Moxley. He's not the Sandman. What did he come out there and smash his fort? Is he drinking?
There you have it. Chad has spoken. John Moxley is the next Sean Stacy.
Oh shit!
I love the chat being right here on the screen. That's fucking awesome. I love it.
Fair enough.
I don't miss anything anymore.
You have to explain why.
The new Sean Stacy. Fuck. You know, folks, if we keep trying to replace people, all we do is tell everyone how great the older days were and that we don't give a fuck about the newer days. So, my God.
I mean, kind of.
That, I mean, listen, it's, I mean... It is what it is, I guess. I mean, listen, I'm not one to talk. I still listen to music from, you know, fucking 30, 40 years ago, so.
Same.
Yeah.
Well, okay, maybe not that long ago. Maybe we're like 20, 30 years ago for me, but yeah.
I'm probably a little older. I think I'm older, so.
I mean, it's kind of a problem nowadays anyway, because, like, there's a lot of, like, the wrestlers, everyone's always... say that somebody is like the next Rock and the next Hulk Hogan, Matt Hulk Hogan, Stone Cold. Being the next Hulk Hogan would be the dubious honor for any number of reasons. That means something entirely different depending on who you ask, by the way. But yeah, the next Rock and the next
Okay, in that case, Cold. Dutch Mantel is the next Hulk Hogan. All right. Okay.
There you have it.
But
well, if you believe what New Jack said, Ric Flair is also the next Hulk Hogan for a couple of things that he told Teddy Long that they were working together. But anyways.
Without that. But anyway, go ahead. Please.
My point is that, like, yeah, everybody's also, like, everybody tries to compare people to, like, Stone Cold and The Rock, and then you, like, also have a lot of wrestlers now who, like, they wear attire that's, like, supposed to pay homage to, like, older wrestlers, or they use their moves, or they, like, try to pattern themselves. Like, there's kind of a lack of originality at moment in general. Not everybody, but for a lot of people, there's a lot of people who just sort of pay homage to, like, some of the older wrestlers, and so it's like we're kind of stuck in this loop of just, like, everybody's trying to replicate what people before them did, and there's not a lot of people that are just doing their own thing.
Well, replication is fine, imitation is fine, but just, I mean, remember, you got LA Knight out there trying to be half Stone Cold, half The Rock, and when The Rock came back, guess who was fucking overshadowed by a mile? LA Knight.
Yeah.
Anyone who.
Yeah.
This is the problem when you try to keep going backwards and saying, oh, he's the new this, he's the new that. It's not going to work. You're never going to have another fucking. The Rock is The Rock. Stone Cold is Stone Cold. You cannot get another Stone Cold. God, I don't want another fucking Stone Cold. I liked the original Stone Cold. What are we fucking? Mm-hmm. I mean.
Yeah, nobody else can put hands on Deborah like that.
Exactly. It's like replacing Willie Mays Hayes with Omar Epps, folks. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. We get it. We know. We can see the difference, folks. We can see the difference. That's all I'm saying. We don't need a new Rock. We don't need a new Stone Cold. We need a new era of better people.
Wrestling seems to be like the worst for that type of shit too, though, because you don't really hear that kind of comparisons like with actors or bands or shit like that. It's just mm-hmm. wrestlers or even like sports stars.
Right.
I mean, I guess maybe a little bit in professional sports, but like it's more like, oh, he shows shades of this guy. Not he's the new this guy, you know.
Exactly. And you know, that's fine. You can see pieces of this, pieces of that. That's fine. Influences should come out. But total ripoff shouldn't be it. And the new, why put that pressure on somebody? I wouldn't want to
Unless it's the son of a former player. I mean, like Marvin Harrison Jr. technically is the new Marvin Harrison.
That just fucking killed my argument. Thanks a lot.
Well, I had to throw that in there to jab it smart because they didn't get him.
He's not going to be anywhere near as good when he tears his Achilles in week two. The world will know. Like I said, I never wanted the guy that no good. Unless it's the new Rockers. You got fucking Leif Cassidy in there. You got El Snow. You got fucking Marty Jannetty again.
I think. Oh Jesus!
It was the new Rockers, but it was still just Marty Jannetty. It's fucking amazing. Well, like Christopher Kane wants to know, how did John Moxley get even more out of shape? He just like turned into Nick Gage. Like we don't know how it worked, but like they're blending together.
Well, what happens is when you become a parent and you have a really hot wife like Renee, you're probably not going to be able to stay.
Yep,
not doing enough cardio.
Well. That's probably always got all cardio. Probably can go for hours, but can't fucking look good. I'm telling you, man, once you got kids, man, it's fucking, it's over, bro.
Yep.
It's fucking over, man. Trust me, I got three.
Yeah, so I got an 11 month old out in the other room, and since she was born 11 months ago, I probably put on 25 pounds.
Yeah. Little dad weight. There you go. You need it. You need it. It'll keep you warm in the winter. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right. I've got one other thing here. And it looks like, folks, this is a report from Deadline, deadline.com, that Billy Corgan, that's right, the Billy Corgan of the Smashing Pumpkins, is about to have, now we mentioned this, but we weren't sure if it was actually going to come to fruition, especially after the whole James Mitchell cocaine thing. There is going to be an upcoming reality show that is going to follow Billy Corgan running NWA Wrestling. Now,
that should be interesting.
Now, before you guys get way too excited, I'm not sure. I was just joking. Honestly, I don't know. I'm really not sure how this is going to be. I think it's going to be a little bit weird. It's going to focus on his attempt to take NWA and restore the promotion to its former glory, which I hate to tell old Billy Corgan, but glory days are over.
Yeah.
The glory days NWA's glory days are over. I'm sorry. Yeah, exactly. You're going to be nothing but a place that might find a couple of guys that will be stolen by WWE. Yep.
They're stuck with TNA.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all it is. So I don't know, but I guess it will be coming on right around the the end of the year. So keep an eye out for that, folks. And I don't know how interesting it's going to be, because during COVID, he let all of his people go to mainly AEW.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know when it starts. I don't know when the whole thing is. It doesn't say in this article. The article kind of vague, just like I'm talking now. So, but there you go.
I love it if they filmed it like a little while ago and like you actually catch him telling Father James Mitchell to snort some coke on screen. Like, ah, shit. Now they're going to know I told him to.
It didn't seem to hurt him that bad.
Maybe that was his idea of like trying to like subliminally like get an interpromotional deal going on. Where it's like, all right, you snort some cocaine, like TK will be calling us any day.
Like SBC's idea, Vince will buy NWA as his revenge plan.
Ooh.
Actually, I really like that idea because it's the NWA, so you could get away with like still thinking it's the 80s. So you could do like all of like sexist, racist shit that you've always dreamed of doing, and the NWA crowd will back you because like they're still stuck like 3 decades behind you.
It's such good shit.
You know, I'll. He says Vince, but you know Triple H and Nick Khan, I could see doing something like that, buying NWA.
And I then purchased CZW, pal. And me then and DJ are about to set the world on fire.
Well, I can see Triple H then sells Vince the library for way too much. could be some fun stuff going on. I actually did have some Vince news tonight, but I decided to get rid of it because no one gives a fuck.
Yeah, fuck them.
Yeah, it's all just a bunch of shit. Their lawyers are going back and forth. Vince is denying. He's denying any of it ever happened. This girl is just totally delusional. She's out of just totally lying.
Oh, SBC knows the way to my heart. Vince restarts Chikara.
Ooh.
Vince McMahon and Mike Kraken.
Yeah,
Mike
okay.
Kraken was just crying right. about what Vince did now instead of what he did.
All right, we can get into that.
Like, we are deeply sorry that he fucking shit on that ground. Here's some wrestling ants for you. We got Orange Cassidy back.
So, okay, so here's the rumor is that Vince is selling all his stock to start a new promotion, folks.
Yeah, I heard he was selling all his stock.
I want to see this, not because I think it'll be good, but just because imagine, like, a completely untethered Vince, like, in terms of ideas. Like, it's going to be the most absolute bonkers shit in the world because it's just, like, fucking wackadoo, like, out-of-touch, like, 70-something-year-old man with, like, nobody to even suggest no, let alone tell him.
Dude, the only way I would want to see Vince McMahon start another wrestling company is if it was with, like, HBO or Cinemax or something like that, where he can just go balls out as crazy as he wants to fucking be. That.
I don't think any wrestlers would want to come wrestle for him after this.
No.
Show. If they have hopes of going to a decent promotion anyway.
I don't.
11:30 p.m. on a Friday, right after Real Sex, pal.
I don't think he's starting a new promotion. I don't think he wants that. I don't think. Literally last week we were reading an article of how he's living a life of leisure now. I think he's fucking done. I don't think he gives a fuck anymore.
I'm running you so bad.
Guy's got fucking enough money to buy a fucking his own island if he wants and fucking just live off of it. That's what I would do. If I had Vince FU money, I would buy myself a little fucking island and y'all would never fucking see me again.
Historically speaking, I don't think sexual deviance and islands tend to mix well.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You know,
history has shown it's not good.
You know, you got a point there. Vince might end up in a jail cell with Hillary Clinton looking at him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he might hang himself. I mean, no.
Vince did not kill himself.
Epstein didn't kill himself either. But anyway.
Oh my God, this would be a fucking. I would watch the shit out of this promotion. You like, you got Vince in charge. They need somebody to like help. make sure their TV production's going well. You bring in Johnny Ace to be Vince's right hand man, but for the television side,
In,
of course, Dan Snyder.
Oh, shit.
It's a Vince McMahon, Dan Snyder joint. You get fucking Kevin Dunn to shake the camera around a bunch of times. It'll be great.
Yikes.
Perfection.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. All right, let's see. What did...
Youth wrestling.
What did Dirk send me here? Oh. All right. No, he is wearing the neck brace. I'm watching it here. He's wearing the little foam neck brace. Very nice.
I got to see if I can find myself.
I agree with Draper. I kind of respect that he's doing this. I'm kind of liking it. I got to tell you.
No, truth be told, in all honesty, like that shit. It's just a funny idea of just seeing somebody like in a neck while.
Well, he's probably filing a lawsuit and doesn't want to be caught without it. Probably. But that's all I got, man. I got nothing else, my man.
I will see if I can find this real quick. But yeah, I don't really think I have much of anything else either. Is it a video? Is it a photo? Sean Rudd, here it is. Yes, fuck. Okay, I'll share the screen. We'll get it.
What do we got?
Welcome to Old Men Figure Out the Internet.
Well, my phone's at 2% right now, so if I drop off just real quick, thank you guys for having me on. I appreciate it. It was a lot of fun.
Anytime, man. Anytime you want to come on. Always. Oh, yeah.
Can we see it?
That's
there he is.
All I can see is that mustache.
I love that mustache.
There's his dad behind him smirking. Oh, it's great. It's
my
wonderful.
God, that mustache is fucking beautiful. Gorgeous. Absolutely perfect. Gorgeous
it's a
mustache.
Power stash.
All right. I think we're bringing this motherfucker home anyway. So, yeah, we're good.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and wrap up so his phone doesn't die on him. We'll go ahead and do that. Smart, you know what to do. Tell him where they can find you, motherfucker.
Well, since he's here, while he's here, why don't we go ahead and pass that duty on to Cheese? We have a show together. Tell him about it.
Yeah, Monday nights on YouTube, 8:30 p.m. You can find us there. It's me, Smark, my brother Matt, and Luke Birch. Totally inappropriate team sports, or as we like to call it, tits. Make sure to drop in, hang out in the chat, say some shit, have some fun. It's not a safe environment. So,
not safe for work environment.
No. That's Matt with two T's.
Yeah, Matt with two T's.
Oh. You do. There is specification now. Absolutely, that's a good thing.
It's important.
It is. But, all right, folks, and that means you guys can find me and this gentleman over here, Smark, right here. We'll be back here next Thursday night, 9:30 p.m. Eastern time, right here on Wrestling Outlet. Thank you, chat room. Thank you, Smark. Smark is actually running the old YouTube over here, which is why we're on YouTube tonight. So you guys can get us either on Mixler or on YouTube, wherever you want, wrestlingoutlet.mixler.com or right there on YouTube, Wrestling Outlet. I think it might be Wrestling Outlet Pod.
Just Wrestling Outlet.
It is just Wrestling Outlet. So yeah, Wrestling Outlet on YouTube over there, folks. Find us, listen to us live, and thank everybody, and enjoy.
Thanks everybody for hanging out in the chat.
There you go. And everybody have a wonderful weekend coming up. See ya.
Now for the awkward 10-second delay on cutting the feed.